It's time for Jefferson Forest Cavaliers football. Tell your family and friends to join us on Talk Radio 100.9 FM, WIQOradio.com, the Virginia's Talk Station app, and asking Alexa or Google Home, stream WIQO Radio. Now it's time for the East Coast Wings and Grill Tailgate Show.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Friday Night Football. And my first question is, did you miss us? Yes, of course, we were out last week as JF's game against LCA, which was supposed to be on a Thursday night, a special edition of Thursday Night Football for Jefferson Forest Football presented by Earthright Mid-Atlantic. But that game got canceled, and now as we step into the East Coast Wings and Grill Tailgate Show. Hello, everyone. Trey Lyle here with you, getting you ready for kickoff between a seminal district rivalry between the Hilltoppers of EC Glass and the Jefferson Forest Cavaliers at Sabre Stadium. Later on, we'll talk to both head coaches in a matchup between mentor and mentee as Coach Woody is taking on his mentee in first-year head coach for the Cavaliers, JT Cruz. Also, later on during our halftime show, we'll give you an update of our Wicked Diesel scoreboard show, updating you games across the area as well. And later on, we'll talk to Ed Lane. He's at the field with the coach, Rick Kennedy. They'll give us our Craig P. Tiller attorney at law keys to the game, as well as the backyard weather report. Plus, as well, we want to thank all our sponsors who support Jefferson Forest Football. Coming up in a matter of moments, we'll talk to both head coaches, starting with Coach Woody from EC Glass, then JT Cruz from the Cavaliers. You're listening to the East Coast Wings and Grill Tailgate Show, a part of Jefferson Forest Football, presented by Earthright Mid-Atlantic on 100.9 WIQO.
East Coast Wings and Grill is more than just wings. Check out their large variety menus such as mouth-watering Angus beef burgers, flatbreads, skillets, salads, and so much more. There's something on the menu for everyone. Browse the full menu, then place your takeout order on the easy-to-navigate East Coast Wings and Grill app. East Coast Wings and Grill, 19399 Forest Road in Lynchburg.
Do you feel like you're paying more for insurance than you really need? And then when you actually need the insurance, it's not working for you? Access Healthcare Multi-Specialty Group has a plan to help direct primary care. They'll help address your needs in a more personalized, efficient way. Access Healthcare's direct primary care provides you access to healthcare as you need by text, phone, video conferencing, and in-person visits. Make your healthcare work for your life. Call Access Healthcare and visit them at 2103 Graves Mill Road in Forest, across from Ferguson Enterprises, to start benefiting from Access Healthcare's direct primary care.
Got a crack problem? You know the symptoms. Poor reaction time. Can't see straight. Endless financial mess. Apple Auto Glass knows cracks in your windshield lead to serious problems for you and everyone on the roads. So bring your car to Apple Auto Glass as soon as you see the crack. Apple Auto Glass is still locally owned on Allegheny Avenue in Lynchburg, so you'll speak with Harold, not Mystery Man from an 800 number. They'll handle insurance claims too. Apple Auto Glass, your local shop ensuring fast solutions to your windshield crack problems.
Winning teams have experienced coaching staffs who help craft winning game plans. Put winning experience to work for your home team. Craig P. Tiller, attorney at law, has 25 years experience helping craft the perfect plan in case something unfortunate happens. When you call Craig B. Taylor, attorney at law, and work with him on your personal or family will, you'll have a sound game plan to navigate any surprises in the game of life. Start designing your family game plan today. Visit CraigTillerLaw.com or Craig's office at the corner of Route 811 and 221 in Forest.
Tailgating is about making sure everyone has a good time. And getting the right food is the most important call. Plan your perfect tailgate at the backyard in Forest with 13 different options featuring restaurants that specialize in appetizers, main courses, and snacks. Get something everyone will enjoy. And when you want to celebrate other occasions, just visit the backyard and ask about scheduling your next private gathering. The backyard on 221 in Forest near the Kroger Shopping Center.
Leaks on the offensive line, in the defensive secondary, or with special teams coverage create problems in football. Clyde Smith Plumbing and Heating knows leaks at your home or business create problems too, like building and belonging damage and lost productivity. That's why you should call Clyde Smith Plumbing and Heating at 525-3313 when a leak is threatening your home or business. Clyde Smith Plumbing and Heating at 525-3313, proudly supporting JF athletes, coaches, and all activity participants.
Welcome back to the East Coast Wings and Grill Tailgate Show, getting you set for tonight's game.
Welcome back inside the WIQO studios for our East Coast Wings and Grill Tailgate Show. Reminder, at halftime in postgame, we'll give out our Wicked Diesel scoreboard report, updating you games all across the area, including the games in the Seminole District, and nothing bigger than a big rivalry game in the Seminole District to start previewing the matchup between the Hilltoppers and the Cavaliers. Ed Lane sat down with both head coaches, starting with the head coach of EC Glass, Coach Woody.
Continuing our countdown to kickoff of Jefferson Forest Cavaliers football presented by Earthright Mid-Atlantic, and now we welcome into the East Coast Wings and Grill Tailgate Show Jeff Woody, who is the head football coach for the EC Glass Hilltoppers. Jeff, a pleasure to have you joining us here this evening. Right now, 5-1 for the most part, EC Glass. You guys have been able to have a fairly normal season after the obvious odd season of spring football and nothing last fall. Give us an idea of your team. It appears from the outside they've adapted very well. How would you assess how they've adapted to this season over halfway through the regular season?
Well, the spring season was an adjustment for us. We had a lot of youngsters. We had a lot of guys that were seniors that were unable to play for whatever reason because of COVID situations, grades and sickness and just opting out, not wanting to play. And we had a lot of guys that showed up, came out, played hard, got experience, and now they're, I guess, a half season in the books experience-wise. And we've got 19 starters coming back from last year's team. And, you know, they know what's going on. They know the offense. They know, you know, the defense, the vernacular, the vocabulary. There's always adjustment. We had to adjust a lot with COVID and regulations and rules and things that you had to abide by. Making sure the mask was right, making sure that we stayed distant and, you know, took care of the COVID rules thrown upon us, which everybody's had to deal with, the whole world's had to deal with. And, you know, we're right now, we're youthful, a lot of energetic football playing going on. We got a lot of speed. We got good athletes out wide. We've got some guys, like I said, that had experience and played up front. Adjustment, again, is the key word. We've had to adjust with coaching changes. JF, y'all are welcome. You got two good coaches from the EC Glass Hilltoppers in terms of Brian Burford and JT Cruz. Brian Burford has been my defensive coordinator, had been my defensive coordinator for the longest time, and Coach Cruz was the offensive coordinator and played for me back in the day when we were at Brookville High School about 15 years ago. Don't say that out loud, it tells the age. But still, the kids have been able to adjust. And if you're playing football, you've got to be able to adjust to the change of the game, change of the pace. You know, it might be raining outside, we got to practice inside. The field hockey team might have the field, we got to go somewhere else. You know, we might have to play on Thursday because Heritage and Glass share the city stadium. So we've always been able to adjust well, and I think that pats us on the back as our ability to adjust in game type situations. I always say stay composed. Don't get too high, don't get too low. Be coachable. Leave your feet to make the play. And they're doing that right now well. They're playing fundamentally sound football on both sides of the ball. We're staying healthy. Good job to the training staff. And the kids are coachable. Kids want to win. Kids are playful. You got to sit them down every now and then. Not be so playful. Be serious. But they're doing a great job.
Jeff Woody, EC Glass Hilltoppers head coach, stepping into the East Coast Wings and Grill tailgate show as we get you set for JF football presented by Earthright Mid-Atlantic. We'll address it right now. You mentioned it. JT Cruz, the head coach of Jefferson Forest, your former offensive coordinator, and even, you know, rating your defensive coordinator as well, with Brian Burford as JF's defensive coordinator. Long-term, what's JF getting out of these two individuals as they battle an 0-5 season right now, but things look like they've improved and progressed, but it's hard to gauge that when it doesn't show up on the win-loss column.
Well, I would say this. First things first, I love East Coast Wings, and making that comment makes me hungry. And
sorry.
I want to go to East Coast and grab some wings right now, but I can't because I got to do this interview. But anyhow, JT, Coach Burford, as well as Larry Kidd, coming from Brookville, they're well coached. Watching Jefferson Forest on film, they're well coached. They are fundamentally sound on both sides of the ball. I mean, it's a lot to prepare for when you look at Coach Cruz's offense. They throw the ball all over the place. Defensively speaking, going into this game, you watch them on film, they're in the right place at the right time, fundamentally sound. Might be just a little too young at this point. It's kind of like us last year. You know, we had a JV team playing out there on Friday nights. Not saying that Jefferson Forest is a JV team, because we better bring our A game. Brian Burford knows me better than I know me in regards to my offensive play calls. So I got to be sharp when we walk into Sabre Stadium on Friday. And he's going to know how to line up. He's going to know what play I call. He's going to know what I'm going to do. And at the same time, we also know, because Coach Cruz was with this staff for the past 2 years, we know what he's going to do.
Interesting.
Question, do I line up in a huddle? Because I know Brian Burford knows my play calls. Does Jefferson Forest line up in a huddle? Because we know JT's play calls. So it's going to be a crazy situation. It's going to be friends going against friends. It's going to be, you know, knock down, drag out. I've already talked to both of them. Told them I wanted to beat them up. They've told me that they wanted to beat me up. And it's going to be, you know, it's like brothers fighting brothers right now. They know us. We know them. And I can't wait.
Those are epic. I've got an older brother, and we had some epic battles growing up. I can imagine when it's grown-ups going after grown-ups and their kids going after kids. It's fun for us to watch and fun for you guys to be a part of. Last one for you, and we always appreciate the time from Jeff Woody as we count down to kickoff on the East Coast Wings and Grill tailgate show, and tempt Coach Jeff Woody with that as we continue to deprive him of his great East Coast Wings and Grill food. The glass offense. It was one thing under Drayshon Kendrick, understandably, extremely speed-oriented at quarterback. How different is it now with George White piloting the offense?
Well, first thing you got to do is you got to stop saying East Coast Wings, because I'm salivating over here.
Nah, but hey, that's the job!
But in talking about the difference between those two quarterbacks, Drayshon was one of the best athletes I've ever coached. But it's a totally different type of offense. Drayshon was a run, read type of offense, option type of offense. And then at the same time, Drayshon, we gave him the responsibility of making play calls at the line of scrimmage based on how the defense was lined up. He would call a specific run play. We do the same thing with George. He's cerebral as well, but we use more of his arm than we use his legs. Now, we every now and then ask George to run. I don't want George running. I want George protected. I threw Drayshon into that briar patch, meaning run that football, a whole lot more so. And that was his strength. That was our strength. He said it was more speed. And we utilized his ability to run, to read, to hand it off, to keep it, to pitch it, to throw it. And now what we're doing with George is he's reading the defensive front in terms of what type of run play we're going to call, but he's also reading the back end in regards to what player he's going to throw the ball to. You know, we're reading outside linebackers, we're reading safeties, we're reading the defensive coverage. We're trying to figure out, are you in man, are you in zone? We'll scatter, we call it. We'll get into formation and move to another formation to figure out what you're trying to do. And there are also, you know, with both guys, there were keys. There were, what are you looking at? How are we going to attack this defense? And who are we going to throw to? More so with George versus who are we going to hand it off to with Drayshawn. Both of them are productive. Both of them are great. You see what Drayshawn did. Drayshawn is the all-purpose offensive yard leader at EC Glass. And right now, George is kind of putting up, you know, those unbelievable offensive numbers. And he's got four great wide receivers to throw to, the main one right now being Eli Wood. Eli Wood is putting up video game numbers as well. And, you know, George, he'll say it like, hey, I don't do anything but just throw it up. Just throw the ball up and let my wide receivers run up underneath and catch it. But it's a whole lot more detailed than that. I need to give him more credit than him just throwing it up. He's got a great arm. He's got great wide receivers. But those guys are doing a great job in terms of knowing what defense is in front of them, knowing what route they need to run, knowing what window they need to set in, and knowing the timing is when the ball needs to show up at the right place at the right time. And you know, it's not necessarily Eli's Vari. It's Vari, it's Keevy, and I'm giving you guys nicknames. Vari, Keevy, and Marty. The other guys, and there's, you know, other wide receivers that we can throw in there, and they have been thrown in there, and they've made contributions to our offensive production. But, you know, we got three running backs as well that have shared the wealth. And that's a great thing about, you know, football. I mean, there's only one football present on every play, but we have, you know, eight guys that are able to touch that football and do quality work with it and spread love, spread wealth. That's kind of the mentality that we have. It's a we thing. It's an EC Glass thing. It's a blue and white thing. It's not a me thing. And these guys are doing a great job of, you know, just getting in there and loving on each other and supporting each other and blocking for each other. And, you know, it's like we want to win. We want to win. It's not about me. It's about we. And they're doing a good job of spreading the wealth.
It's a glimpse of what JF's getting with JT Cruz, Brian Burford, and Coach Kidd and the staff at JF. But our guest right now on the East Coast Wings and Grill tailgate show, Jeff Woody, EC Glass head coach, hopes it doesn't happen this evening. Coach, thank you much for the time. We'll let you get to dreaming about those East Coast Wings and Grill wings and items. Thank you again for stopping by with us as we look ahead to JF football presented by Earthright Mid-Atlantic.
Yeah, man, I appreciate what you do. Thank you.
When we come back on the East Coast Wings and Grill tailgate show, we'll talk to the mentee in this battle, the head coach of the Cavaliers, JT Cruz, as he gets his Cavaliers ready after a week off due to COVID, as they're back at Sabre Stadium tonight taking on their big rival in EC Glass. That game is tonight. Hilltoppers Cavaliers are on the way, as well as a chat. Ed Lane sits down with the coach, JT Cruz, in a matter of moments. You're listening to the East Coast Wings and Grill tailgate show, a part of Jefferson Forest football, presented by Earthright Mid-Atlantic on 100.9 WIQO.
East Coast Wings and Grill is much more than just wings. Have you tried out their Angus beef mouthwatering burgers? A fan favorite is the mac and cheese burger topped with crispy onion petals, applewood smoked bacon, smoky aioli, lettuce, tomatoes, and pickles. It's so delicious. Stop in and check it out along with their many other burger options. Browse the full menu, then place your takeout order on the easy-to-navigate East Coast Wings and Grill app. East Coast Wings and Grill, 19399 Forest Road in Lynchburg.
At Earthright Mid-Atlantic, we believe in comprehensive energy efficiency. This means learning and assessing your needs just like we did with the Rainbow Forest Rec Center. Learn more about the right energy efficiency plan for you, including solar options. Drop by the Earthright Mid-Atlantic showroom on Lakeside Drive in Lynchburg and visit erepower.com to learn more about our guaranteed reduction in energy costs.
When looking around the neighborhoods at homes for sale, one name always pops up, Nadine Blakely. Looking to buy or sell? Call Nadine. Nadine Blakely, realtor with RE/MAX, was the top 100 producer in the USA among all RE/MAX agents, coming in at number 87. And Nadine was the top residential producer in the entire Lynchburg area. Nadine also has a proven track record of serving our community, giving back to our schools and charities. Whether you're buying or selling, call Nadine Blakely at 434-444-2226 and visit NadineBlakelyHomes.com.
Welcome back to the East Coast Wings and Grill Tailgate Show, getting you set for tonight's game.
Welcome back to the East Coast Wings and Grill Tailgate Show inside our WIQO studios. Trey Lyle here with you. Last week, JF was scheduled in a big Seminole District matchup against LCA, but unfortunately, JF dealt with some more COVID issues and that game had to be postponed, looking to make it up later in the season. And now, with the week off, they face the Hilltoppers. Ed Lane sat down with the head coach, JT Cruz, got his thoughts about the week off, as well as facing one of his mentors in Coach Woody. Ed Lane talks to JT Cruz about the matchup right now.
As we continue counting down to kickoff of Jefferson Forest football, presented by Earthright Mid-Atlantic, this time they host the EC Glass Hilltoppers. And it's our pleasure to connect here on the East Coast Wings and Grill Tailgate Show with the head coach of the Jefferson Forest Cavaliers, Coach JT Cruz. It's been a couple weeks since we last spoke with you, Coach. Obviously, last week's game against LCA, it was originally going to be a Friday, but I guess understandably with the traffic and logistics, they wanted to move it to Thursday because LCA plays at Liberty University, and last weekend was homecoming for Liberty University and the Liberty Flames. So they moved it to Thursday, and of course, that happens to be the week where you have one player in quarantine because he's dating another player who happens to have had some COVID situations pop up. And then, of course, your team's in contact with that person, so they're potential positive, so other players are getting tested. It all seems like it worked out for the good because of a bunch of negative tests that came back for Jefferson Forest, but a very precarious situation, to say the least. Am I summarizing it as best as possible, given all the challenges that unfolded in the last week or so of hoping to get the game in against LCA, but ultimately, and maybe especially on a short week, having a difficulty pulling that off?
Yeah, I would say you're hit the nail on the head with pretty much what happened. One of our players, dates a volleyball player, their team went under quarantine, and that particular player tested positive. So that player on our team then started coming down with symptoms, and so we were worried that, you know, there's a strong chance he may have contracted COVID, and then we had other kids on our team come down with symptoms. And so at that point, you know, our medical staff just made the call that, hey, we've got to operate out of an abundance of caution here and just put everything on hold until we can figure out exactly what's going on here. The good news is, by the time all the tests did come back, which our last test finally came through on Friday, it was all negative, so there were no COVID issues on the team, and so we were back to practice on Monday. We're ready to roll. We got all our eyes set on EC Glass at this point.
Well, you mentioned that and the ability to flip over. Last weekend, when you and your coaching staff were preparing but waiting for your team to come in for Monday practice, were you guys able to at least get an idea of a game plan to put together for obviously getting back to work for your team first and foremost, but also EC Glass, which we'll get to this in a moment, but you guys have some familiarity with them.
That's right. So obviously myself and my defensive coordinator, Brian Burford, worked with Coach Woody over at EC Glass, and then actually one of my assistants, Larry Kidd, worked with Coach Woody at Brooksville as well. So there's definitely some familiarity there. You know, we still talk pretty regularly. Me telling him I'm going to kick his butt. He's telling me he's going to kick my butt. You know, stuff like that. But definitely familiarity with what they like to do from an offensive standpoint. Myself having worked under him and then called the offense there for a couple of years. So you know, developing a game plan with an understanding of what they do, but also, you know, hey, it's going to be different from what they've done in the past because it's different players. You know, they got a whole new team than what they had last year when I was there. And so just kind of seeing the adjustments that they've made and the things that they're doing offensively and defensively and create a game plan from there. We had to operate under the assumption that we were going to play this game just because, you know, we hadn't heard for sure that we had a positive test at that point. And then it ended up being that, hey, they all came back negative. And so it was, we got to put a game plan together. We got to be ready to roll in practice. And that's exactly what we've done this week.
JT Cruz, Jefferson Forest Cavaliers head football coach, stopping by the East Coast Wings and Grill Tailgate Show as we count down to kickoff of Jefferson Forest football presented by Earthright Mid-Atlantic. Of course, game time 7 o'clock-ish this evening from Sabre Stadium. And it is a mentor-mentee battle as EC Glass, head coach Jeff Woody, gets ready to battle his former assistant, now the head coach of JF, who's with us here on the Tailgate Show, JT Cruz. You mentioned the fun back and forth between you and your coaching staff. We'll go big picture for a second, though.
obviously personnel is different. Speed may be more prevalent for EC Glass, but you guys seem like you're in a great spot to be able to cultivate and develop over time some other strengths for Jefferson Forest football. That said, despite the differences in personnel, how much do you envision Jefferson Forest as a football program being able to resemble some of the things that Coach Woody has done at each of his stops, Brookville and EC Glass?
Well, just looking at the success that Coach Woody's had both at Brookville and at EC Glass, certainly that's what we envision here at Jefferson Forest. But it comes down to, like you said, we got to cultivate this talent. We've got to cultivate the talent of the school, and every school is going to be different as far as what type of talent they have and the type of kids that they have at that school. Just like Brookville is different from EC Glass, and Jefferson Forest is different from EC Glass, and Jefferson Forest is different from Brookville. So it's kind of finding out what type of kids you have here, what type of athletes you have, and then developing a football program and a football system that best fits the talent that you have at that school. So certainly I would love to replicate the success that Coach Woody had at Brookville and EC Glass. But we got to do it our own way here at Jefferson Forest. And so that's what it's all about, building this program up from where it was to where we hope it will be, and having that level of success here at Jefferson Forest.
Well, there are some similarities certainly between the styles of Jefferson Forest and EC Glass, and they square off this evening as JF Football presented by Earthright Mid-Atlantic comes your way. And right now we're chatting with Coach JT Cruz on the East Coast Wings and Grill Tailgate Show. Go a step further, if you don't mind, particularly from a matchup standpoint. When you look at EC Glass, what stands out to you about this version of the Hilltoppers, given that there's always talent there, you know what their coaching staff does and how good they are at having cultivated a program and now getting themselves into a good spot, but obviously personnel different from prior years?
Well, just in watching EC Glass and what they've done on film, certainly the thing that pops out more so than anything else is just the overall level of team speed that they have. I mean, across the board from their skill positions, they got a lot of kids that can run. But even more so than that, their quarterback, George White, who I've worked with previously when I was at Glass, is a heck of a quarterback, throws a great football. And then their top receiver, Eli Wood, it seems like those two kind of have a connection that they've developed over the past couple years working together to where, you know, they're able to connect. You know, George just kind of knows where Eli's going to be at all times, and Eli knows what George is thinking at all times. So certainly finding a way to stop that connection more so than anything else throughout that football game is going to be paramount for us to have success against Glass.
It's something that we'll be monitoring as well, and we always look forward to the opportunity to do that with JT Cruz, head football coach, Jefferson Forest Cavaliers, stopping by the East Coast Wings and Grill Tailgate Show. Coach, thank you much. We hope and pray and keep our fingers crossed that things can feel a little bit more normal the rest of this season, starting with the game tonight.
Absolutely. I mean, we've certainly kind of been all over the place this year from a scheduling standpoint, from a COVID standpoint. So I would hope we got all that stuff out of the way for, you know, the next rest of the season we can be just focusing on football. That's kind of one goal. Get all that stuff out of the way so we can dial in and focus on football at this point.
Amen to that, and we hope it does happen and continue or begin or resume or however you want to phrase it this evening. Coach, a pleasure. Thank you much. Good luck and good health to you and yours.
I appreciate it, Ed. Thanks.
Kickoff is around the corner here on 100.9 WIQO. When we come back from this timeout, we'll head to Sabre Stadium. Ed Lane and the coach, Rick Kennedy, will give their keys to the game as well as get you ready for kickoff. You're listening to the East Coast Wings and Grill Tailgate Show, a part of Jefferson Forest Football, presented by Earthright Mid-Atlantic on 100.9 WIQO.
Spice up your meals with East Coast Wings and Grill's new Voodoo Ranger entrees. Enjoy this fun Voodoo spicy barbecue sauce on many new items like a chicken wrap, burgers, wings, and sandwiches. The Voodoo spicy barbecue sauce is bursting with tropical aromas and juicy fruit notes. Browse the full menu, then dine in or place your takeout order on the easy-to-navigate East Coast Wings and Grill app. East Coast Wings and Grill, 19399 Forest Road in Lynchburg.
Hey, Coach, Rick Kennedy here. I just want to go ahead and take time to tell you about the fastest growing church in Forest, Virginia, Impact Church. And we have the pastor, Brad Bell, here to share with us now a little bit about it.
Hi, this is Pastor Brad from Impact Church in Forest. And I want to give you a special invitation to join us for worship every Sunday at 10 a.m. We stand on and preach the truth of God's word to make disciples who shine the light of Christ in our homes, schools, and community. We have an exciting kids ministry for ages 2 years old through fifth grade and an active youth ministry for middle and high schoolers. You can check us out on Facebook and YouTube at Impact Church Forest. God is doing an amazing work through Impact Church in people's hearts and lives and in our community, and we would love for you and your family to be a part of it. We look forward to seeing you this Sunday.
You're listening to Jefferson Forest Cavalier Football on Virginia's talk station, WIQO Forest, 100.9 FM.
Attention diesel fleet technicians and mechanics. This message is for you. Due to unprecedented growth, Wicked Diesel is hiring. They're looking for experienced diesel techs wanting to advance with the area's fastest growing diesel truck repair facility. If you want top pay, you want to work at Wicked Diesel. Send your info to Josh at WickedDieselVA.com. That's Josh at WickedDieselVA.com. Located in Bedford, halfway between Lynchburg and Roanoke.
Go Wicked.
The area's expert diesel truck repair center.